Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there's a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I'm questioning it, and I just wanted some answers.
I was so happy when I became born again, so excited to start my new life, and I seem to have fallen off track. I know that I've done that now a bunch off and on, and so my question really is how can I get back on track? And not just back on track, but do what I know in my heart that God is telling me to do and not get distracted.
People are looking for answers. And the answers are there, but you have to know where to find them. And amazingly, the answers are not out in the world somewhere, but they're right within. And so, let's begin today's program. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. And let's talk about finding answers, because we need answers. Some of you know when life is tough, when you're down to your last dollar, or when you wake up one morning and you realize you're an addict, you're a video game addict, or a something on the internet addict, or an alcoholic, or a marijuana addict, or a workaholic. You know, you're addicted to your work, and you're not there for your family. Or when you discover that you're addicted to anger, or when you discover you're addicted to resentment, or when you discover you're addicted to judgment. See, there are a lot of people out there. They don't drink. They don't smoke marijuana. They don't overly play video games. They're not gamblers. But their life completely falls apart. Their marriage, their relationship, communication with their kids, everything goes wrong and they don't understand. And they say, I've tried so hard. But you know what their problem is? They're addicted to judgment. They can't stop judging people, judging her husband, judging other people, judging her kid, judging herself, secretly judging other people. And when you secretly judge other people, it keeps you from finding your own inner ground of good, your own inner life source. See, resentment and judgment separate you from your inner life source. Plants. You know, you can look at plants, and there's a little model there about the human being and the soul. When you look at plants, you see the plant lifting up its leaves toward the sun. And the plant has a direct relationship with the sun. See, animals have to look for food. They have to eat plants or other animals, so it's a second hand, they get their energy in a second hand way. But plants get their energy directly from the sun, okay, and the warmth and the light of the sun. And then they take that light and warmth and they transform it into beautiful flowers and fruit and more leaves and vegetables and wonderful things, you see. So good comes forth. Well, the human soul was meant to have a direct relationship with the Creator, with the spiritual Son. Your soul was to get life from the Son. See, Adam could have lived forever. You know that. Adam could have lived forever on an endless journey of adventure and discovery in God's great, wonderful universe. But Adam wanted to do it on his own. He wanted to do it himself through knowledge. And so he became separate from the Creator, from God, and he lost that life source. And then he became dependent on working by the sweat of his brow to get food so he could take in food as a temporary source of energy. You see? Well, what we must do is re-find our Creator. What we must all do is re-find our Creator for many reasons. One of them is for life. See, if you could re-find a rapport with your Creator, then you could get from Him directly, you would get life, love, approval, all the things that you've craved so much and you've gone out in the world looking for them. And they never satisfied, did they? That the love that you got from your boyfriends, that the love that you get from food or from some substance, does it satisfy? No, it does not. Or from ambition, from achievement, does it satisfy? It does not. What you need is the love from your Creator, from the Father you've never known. And so you see people are seeking answers, see, where you have to seek answers. And you're not going to find the answers out there. I put the radio on this morning and last evening, and I was kind of, what was I doing? What do they call that when you go from station to station? You push the button and the radio automatically goes from station to station. Is that called scanning? Something like that. So I was just looking to see what's there. You know what's there? A wasteland. On the AM and even now on the FM. Used to be FM was music, just music. But now on the FM stations, the so-called music stations, they have silly people there in the morning, early morning hours. You know, drive time, they call it. Silly people, always two or three or four silly people there talking silly things, foolish things, disgusting things, see, childish things, juvenile things. And so the question is, where are the men? Where are the noble men and noble women? See, we need them. We need them. The children need them. The teenagers need them. We all need them. But where are they? Well, they're there. They're there. But even when you find them, you can appreciate them. You can appreciate a noble man or a noble lady. And perhaps they will have some good advice for you of some sort. But you still have to find answers within from your Creator. Because He's the one that made thee. He's the one that made thee. And from Him you must find the answers for your life, to find the purpose for your existence. What is your purpose now? To play more video games? To smoke more marijuana? See, to buy another house? Another car? Another iPhone? More food? What is your purpose now? Shouldn't your purpose be to find a purpose greater than your own self? To make life meaningful and worthwhile? Well, you have to find it from your Creator, okay? So Christ said, seek, and you will find. But you have to seek sincerely. And as I began to say earlier, for the most part, people have to have a crisis. They have to be in the gutter. They have to wake up one morning and realize that they're addicted to judging her husband, see, resenting her own children, being selfish. Addicted to resentment, anger. Ah, there's another one, anger. Are you addicted to anger? Is that where you get your energy? See, remember I said that the plant gets its energy from the sun? Remember I said that the plant gets its energy directly from the sun, the light and warmth of the sun, and the human is supposed to get his or her energy from the light and love of the Creator, the Creator's love. And the Creator's light. And if so, then you would be independent. And you would not be dependent on other sources of energy. But now, how do you get your energy? Well, like I said, are you addicted to anger? Or to upset? See, when you become angry, what you don't realize is that you're using up your own life force. The French call it élan vital. Vital force, okay? What do they call it? ki energy, something like that they also call it. But you're using it up. So when you get angry, okay, you feel powerful. You feel in control. You feel gingered up, okay? Likewise, when you get excited about something, well, you feel all excited and animated and everything. But the energy that you're using has been drawn up from your life force, and you're using it up. See? You're using it up. Well, it's true that we do need outside stimuli in our fallen condition. See, we're a fallen race. And it's healthy up to a point, okay, especially when we're growing up, then we need the outside stimulation. And it's healthy up to a point. But after a certain point, it has diminishing returns, and then you become drained. And you know that for a fact. If you resent your work, if you're angry at your work, if you're angry at your boss, okay, if you resent your kids for their demands, then you become drained. Work drains you. Your kids drain you. Everything drains you. See? It's because you're resenting it. You're reacting to it. You're reacting to it and then drawing up anger and resentment. And that's the energy that you use to live and move. But that's not good. What you need is the energy of grace, of love, where you can move like a, as one man said, like a ballerina across the stage and go through life in the most beautiful way. Got a comment or a question? Call my listener call-in line right now and leave a message on my voicemail. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Yes, yes. To shed the shackles of the past and become free. That's my goal, to help you become free. But in order for you to become free, you have to realize some very basic things, and one of them is how to get back in touch with your Creator. And so may I suggest that you continue to listen into this program, because I do have answers. And my answers are like signposts, okay? See, I am not the answer. I am not the source of answers, but what I do is I point you in the right direction, and I'm pointing you within. See, when you were a little child, you were closer to God when you were a little child than you ever have been since. And when you were a little child, you knew things in your heart. You looked out at the world, and you saw many, many things, but you also knew things wordlessly when you were a little child. For example, I always give this example. If you saw one child being treated unfairly, you know, they were being nicer to one child than the other child, you saw that as an injustice. Okay, you knew it was an injustice. No one had to tell you. You didn't have to go to school. You didn't have to study. You didn't need a teacher. You didn't need a preacher. You didn't need a college professor or an expert or a book to tell you that it was an injustice. Okay? Or if Daddy wasn't home. Daddy wasn't home, he was gone, he was off at the ball game, or he was gambling, or he was drinking. See, or he was working all the time, and he wasn't there. And you knew it was an injustice. You knew there was something wrong with that. Okay? Well, when you were a little child, you just knew things. And you also knew some wonderful things, too. You kind of knew that God exists, and you heard about Jesus and so on, and you kind of liked what you heard. You knew there were good people. You knew there was good, and you knew there was evil. No one had to teach you that either. You knew it. There were bad people, see, and scary things, see, and good. And you knew that good overcomes the scary things, okay? And so you looked for good in the world. You looked to your daddy for good, but if he wasn't there, see, you looked to mommy, and mommy was nice, and you loved your mommy. But you needed something stronger. You needed something good and that you could always trust. Well, some people, you know what they do? They go out in the world looking for a boyfriend. And what do you get there? How did that work out for you? As the expression goes. Or you go out in the world and you look to your teachers, and then, well, they seem nice, okay. But then you discover they have feet of clay, too. Your coaches, maybe they were nice, maybe they weren't, but feet of clay. And the priestcraft and so on, and, well, feet of clay again. So the older you got, see, as you began to search for someone, see, well, you searched and searched, and you didn't find. Or you found someone that you did kind of like and you thought was kind of good, and so you clung to that. So that's okay, that's like a halfway house, or that's, you know, you saw a noble man or a noble lady. Well, that's good. But ultimately, you need to find good, and that would be God. See, he's the one you got to find. When you find him, then your search is over. Then answers will come. See, so you need to find him. So again, I say, where do you find him? And I said, you have to look within, not out in the world. You've tried that, haven't you? You've looked out in the world, and you've gotten degrees and taken classes and everything. And some of them are nice, and some of them are helpful, you know, for work or so forth, training. I'm not knocking them. They're helpful. But the answers for your soul, for your inner being, okay, you need your creator. So you got to find him within. Remember the beautiful Wizard of Oz, the Wizard of Oz. And Dorothy was in the land of Oz, and she had many adventures there, and she met some nice people, the Lion and the Tin Man and the Scarecrow. They were very nice, and the Good Witch she met was very nice. And she had her little dog, and so they were all nice, but she needed to go home again. She wanted to go back home again to her aunt and be home. Well, that's what you need to do. You need to go home again. But home means to refind what you had when you were a little child, where you knew in your heart what was right and you trusted in that and believed it. That's what you must find.
I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there's a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I just wanted some answers.
I was so happy when I became born again, so excited to start my new life, and I seem to have fallen off track. I know that I've done that now a bunch off and on, so my question really is how can I get back on track? And not just back on track, but do what I know in my heart that God is telling me to do and not get distracted.
My real question is, why can't I hear his word? Sometimes I can't hear his word, and I am explaining to him and explaining and trying to tell him my particular thing.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a college student, and I've heard you speak quite a bit about your meditation, and I'm wondering if you could tell me more about what the meditation is and what it does.
Actually, I'm asking to put out a prayer list, and if you would like to do that on the radio,
that sign. We're losing everything, and my family is fighting, and I just need all the prayers that I can get right now. I'm just at my end's wits. I haven't lost faith in God, but I just want positivity in my life and no more negativity.
Good people looking for answers. And sometimes the answer is very simple. As simple as letting go of resentment and believing back into what you know in your heart. I love those people. They're searching people, and they have questions, sincere questions. Okay? And they want help. They want real help. And so, the lady there, the last one, Ashley, I pray for her. I continue to pray for her. And the first lady there, I like her. Remember I said you have to believe back into what you know in your heart? That lady who said that she doesn't believe what she reads in the Bible, you know something? She's actually closer to the breakthrough, to a faith. She's closer to what faith really is than people who walk around quoting chapter and verses. You know why? Because she doesn't believe what she sees on the outside. What people say on the outside, or what she reads on the outside, or what some book says, or what some expert says, or some so-called wonderful person says. She's waiting until she sees for herself. Okay? Well, that's the way we have to be. You have to see for yourself. You have to know within. Okay? That's what God wants. Remember? He said that the day is coming, says the Lord. He said this through his prophet, and it's repeated again in the New Testament in Hebrews, I think. It's so beautiful. God said, the day is coming when one person will not have to teach the other person, for I will write my laws into their mind and hearts, and I shall be their God, and they shall be my people. See, you know within. So when you see what is true within, when you just see it, one day you just wake up and you just cheat. You somehow know. You don't even know how you know. You just know. Well, that's from God. That's inspiration. Okay? And it's wordless. And it's private. Okay? And it's a blessing. How blessed you are. How blessed you are when you see. Remember, there's beautiful in the Bible, when Christ said to the disciples, he said, who do people say that I am? And one disciple said, well, they said you're Elijah. Another one said you're John the Baptist. Another one said this. Another one said that. And then Christ said, but who do you say that I am? And Peter said, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, that's what he called Peter. Blessed are you, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. See, Peter knew within. So that's what you need. Now, I do have something that can help you. Okay, so you say, yes, I want answers. I want real answers, and I am searching. Okay, and I've been disappointed out in the world, and I resented the people. Okay, I resented the boyfriends that lied to me, and the experts, and the supposed nice people, and I found out they weren't really that nice. Yes, I did. I resented them. But now I see that resenting them doesn't help. All it does is cut me off from my own inner ground of good. It makes me bitter, and it's another reaction. That's all I've been doing my whole life, is reacting, you say. Reacting to other people and the things that they did wrong, and it's gotten to the point that I just don't want to be, I don't want to be sick and tired anymore. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I want to find real answers, okay? And I don't resent the people out there anymore. I see they're lost too. They're lost. Well, okay. So you need a little help maybe. You need help to refind what you had when you were a little child. And so I do have the meditation. I have several meditations actually. They're all good. I have one about anger, and I have one about stress, and I have one for just the four-part basic meditation. And you get books, e-books, you know, if you send a donation, then you get whichever one you wanted, plus some e-books. It's very nice. But you know what? I have a free meditation. Free. And it's only 6 minutes long and could be all you need. So get the free meditation, would you please? Just go to my website. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Did you hear something on today's program that you liked or that moved you? Why don't you call my listener call-in line? You can call anytime, 24/7, leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages. Some of the calls even find their way on the air. If you'd like to give me a call and leave a message on my voicemail, or a question, or a comment, here's the number to call. You can call anytime. In fact, you can call right now. The number to call is 510-455-8855. Once again, that's 510-455-8851. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Please visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org. You can listen to this program and any of my previous programs over again. There's a lot of good information there. You can preview some of my books that I have on Amazon. You can look inside free. And a lot of good resources for you. So please visit my websites. And while you're at it, you can watch some of my YouTube video lectures. I have over 500 YouTube video lectures on topics like this. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.